Let's be real. French fries are the only good vegetable out there. But unfortunately, they're not a very healthy vegetable. Balance of Nature fruit and veggie capsules are the most convenient way to get your daily intake of fruits and vegetables. You know, like the kind of vegetables that actually count. Balance of Nature uses an advanced cold vacuum process that encapsulates fruits and vegetables into whole food supplements without sacrificing their natural antioxidants. The capsules are completely void of additives, fillers, extracts, synthetics, pesticides, or added sugar. The only thing in Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules are fruits and veggies. You need nutrients to function at your best each and every day. Balance of Nature helps you do just that. Go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WIRE to get 35% off your first fruits and veggie set and an additional $10 off every additional set you buy. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code WIRE.
It's quite the stinger. It sort of seems like a 1970s like sitcom introduction. To the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Anyway, I'm joined by Isabel Brown, an independent creator and author who's, I think, has been on the show before. I'd be shocked and scandalized if Isabel has not been on this show before, reaches millions of people daily with her Gen Z perspective. And she's the author of a new book, which I have not read yet, but I look forward to receiving, The End of the Alphabet. When I saw the title, The End of the Alphabet, I said, whoa, she's getting a little hardcore here. We're taking the eradication rhetoric to another level, because I assumed it was LGBT. But that's not what you're talking about. You were talking about the generations and your generation, the much maligned Zoomers.
Much maligned indeed, although sadly maligned. I feel like our generation, Michael, has just been so alienated and deeply misunderstood by those who come before us. We've been written off as hopeless, as socialist, as entitled crybabies with no hope for the future. But the truth is, all of the data and polling suggests Gen Z is actually the most conservative generation America has seen since World War II. We're certainly living that out culturally, and I think it's going to come about politically as well here in the next several election cycles.
I hope that the latter is true. I'm skeptical that they'll actually end up voting the right way. But I do agree with you, just in my own anecdotal experience, they seem more conservative. They seem more right-wing in one way or another than the millennials. I feel the millennials are just the most soy Obama generation ever, you know, and they never moved out, and they're just, it's the Obama, it's the hope and change shirt. It's just so lame, you know?
And it is. And the picture that immediately comes to mind for most people is always the young woman in the construction vest the day after the 2016 election. When Donald Trump was elected president.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States. But
frighteningly, millennials are now raising Gen Alpha, who comes after us. So say a few extra prayers in the spirit of Theology Thursday, because those kids need all the help we can get.
Are my kids Gen Alpha? They are, huh? Wow.
Yeah, they should be. So Generation Z started in 1997 when I was born, and all the way down to 2012. So anyone born after that, generally speaking, depends on who you ask, is Gen Alpha, which is a very cool sounding name, I have to say.
Wow. So you get to the end and you got the Zoomers, and they react in some ways against the soy liberalism of the millennials and the boomers. And okay, but then what about all this weird stuff that's creeping into Gen Z? You were talking, it was a week or two ago, about, did I see something about a Christian Ouija board? And just like a ton of weird occult, like sex stuff. Like what are the Zoomers playing with there?
The truth is, I don't think a lot of this stuff is coming from within our own generation. So I'll put a pin in all of the overtly satanic, demonic, occult references happening in our society. But if you look at just broadly what's happening with Generation Z, you're right. Like every generation who came before us, we're rebelling against the people who came before us. Typically, we would consider punk rock and countercultural and very rebellious to be covered in tattoos and piercings and spiky hair and part of metal punk rock bands. But now, ironically, to be punk rock is to embrace traditional conservative values. It's to want to get married. It's to believe in God instead of worshiping your social media feed or the government. It's to reject these woke four-year universities that really aren't contributing anything successful or happy or fulfilling to our lives. And that's exactly what we're seeing, especially on the faith side of things. You know, in 2021, only less than 25% of Gen Z said that we believed in a higher power at all. And we were trending more in an atheist, godless direction. But by the end of 2023, over one third of our generation says that we proudly believe in God, and we're trending much more towards traditional religious values and even tradition with a capital T inside of Christianity, with a huge resurgence to the Catholic faith, much to everybody's surprise. So I think a lot of this noise with the overtly satanic, the occult, the demonic is happening by those older than us trying to attach that image to our generation in this spiritual warfare.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, Lil Nas X and Doja Cat are not exactly Zoomers. And to your point on punk rock, you know, in a way, that's always sort of what punk rock was. Johnny Ramone, I believe, was a pretty hardcore right winger. I think he was a Republican. And so that was always a bit of a rebellion against like the hippies, right? Frankly, there were a lot of rockers at that time who would take on overtly far right wing, even like fascist symbolism. So there was a pushback against the hippies. And then... but then what? Then the culture keeps moving to the left. So what you're describing, I'm encouraged by it. I see what you're seeing. These young Zoomers who are becoming more religious, who are becoming more trad. The fact, you know, I've been talking about traditionalism since I was a very little boy and reading Edmund Burke and Michael Oakeshott. And that was very out of fashion in the GOP. The GOP was very libertarian and squishy and neocon and stuff. And then the fact that trad is now a term that people use, shock. That's amazing. I love that. The fact that a lot of them are becoming Catholic in particular, whoa, man, that's amazing. I mean, frankly, I reverted in similar circumstances. I was an atheist for 10 years. Maybe I was a little bit ahead of the trend, but I reverted too, probably for a lot of the same reasons that Zoomers are reverting and converting. But okay, when does the rubber meet the road? Because I've had friends of mine promise me for years, ah, yes, we're just, you know, the illegal aliens, they're conservative. They just don't know it yet. That's what Reagan said in the 80s. Or, ah, the black vote, it's all going to shift to the Republicans now. Or, ah, the Hispanics, actually, you're starting to a little bit. But, ah, this next generation, whatever. And then it never happens. And then we all just end up chopping off our body parts and, you know, ending up in polyamorous quintuples with, you know, five dudes and a billy goat on the side. So, you know, when is it going to actually bear fruit?
You know, I'm hopeful that it's coming a lot sooner than you think. I actually think that is kind of the end goal of what the radical left is looking for in America. It's obviously a godless and frankly demonic society, but especially with all of the gender conversations we're seeing, ultimately, are we all supposed to have neutral pronouns and wear burlap sacks and shave our heads and cut off our body parts? Probably. I do think that kind of is the direction we're going in if we don't preserve some sort of this trad lifestyle, which you're right, is absolutely taking shape and taking form in our generation, even outside of political conversations. I think of people like Ballerina Farm, for example, being this icon and role model, really.
May I ask,
women in America.
Who is Ballerina Farm?
Oh, Michael, I'm about to change
your
life.
I'm an old man. So yeah, please enlighten me.
Ballerina Farm is this beautiful young woman. She's an influencer, mom of 8 kids that she had at home. She was formerly a professional ballerina, and she and her husband actually fled New York City to build this beautiful ranch in Utah and make all of their own food and raise their kids around agriculture. She would just competed in Mrs. America literally days after having her 8th baby. And I think it's just so incredible, the image that she's sharing of femininity, of homemaking, of motherhood with the next generation. And she's become totally beloved by millions of people on social media. So talk about trad outside of even the conversations we're having with political values. Where the rubber meets the road, though, I think is that the fact we're seeing two very extreme ideologies start competing with each other in the open space of American culture. You're seeing people sell Christian Ouija boards on Amazon, which, yes, was a very real thing that I made a video about the other day as the first way to directly communicate with Jesus Christ. I guess they've never heard of something called prayer or attending church. I don't know.
Sacrament. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're seeing demonic symbols and satanic hand gestures be thrown up at the Super Bowl. Obviously, all of the music videos and album covers and other situations that we've seen out of Hollywood in the last several months that have just shocked the world. But then at the same time, you're seeing this resurgence and excitement towards extremely traditional values. And I think the more we keep experiencing this tug of war culturally and politically in America, at least it creates an opportunity for dialogue for that rubber to meet the road, because it's never been more obvious which direction makes the most sense for the next generation to pick for sanity and objective truth, not just in who you're voting for, but your cultural values as well.
Well, look, it's obvious to me, it's obvious to you, but then what you're describing here, this polarization, is that maybe true within Gen Z? Is it the case that Gen Z is, they're just actually becoming conservative and they're the new conservative hope? Or is it that there is a polarization going on within Gen Z? So the conservatives are getting way more conservative. They're not like squishy half libs. They're, you know, ultra trads who go to church and stuff. And the liberals of Gen Z are like they, them, you know, non-binary lesbians with purple hair. Because I go, when I encounter Zoomers in the wild, often it's right wingers at events that I'm doing. But when I go to events that I'm doing, often there are a ton of Zoomers who are yelling at me, and they're all like half lesbians with purple hair. So what about, how do you make sense of, you know, everyone's non-binary cousin and the skyrocketing rates of trans identification in the Zoomers?
You know, I think both are true at the same time, which I know is a bit of a cop-out answer, but we are seeing this extremely left-wing, they, them, I want nothing to do with any semblance of a traditional value faction of Generation Z. But I think it's very, very small. They are incredibly loud and they're promoted in algorithms and even by our president of the United States holding roundtables with these people at the White House to represent our generation. But the vast, vast majority of Gen Z truly is embracing conservative, traditional cultural values and feels very disenfranchised politically in America. It's really telling to me that of the new registered voters for Generation Z, people who are registering for the first time, more than 52% of them are registering as independents. They're saying we are not putting our blind allegiance towards any political party. Frankly, we're a little tired of the uniparty behavior that we've seen in Washington over the last several decades, where you people have been in office more than twice the time that we've been alive, and you keep promising every 2, 4, or 6 years to fix the same problems, and you're the only people that can do it. But then if they actually fixed it, they would be out of a job, and they refuse to cede any power to the next generation, be that Gen X or millennials or Generation Z, right? So I think we're witnessing a big political shift, but it's starting with the cultural one. And the vast majority of Generation Z, regardless of how they might identify with a particular party or a color hat or the letter next to their name on their voter registration, are embracing these trad values. 93% of us, according to a recent survey, still want to get married, which is astounding in a culture where we have the lowest marriage rate in American history since 1867. We're deleting our dating apps overwhelmingly because 90% of us say that we've had a horrible experience trying to find love through a screen. Women everywhere are quitting hormonal birth control because we're realizing that we've been lied to and taking slow release poison. We're moving out of cities. We're starting to engage in real life friendships again off of screens and really tired of the polarization we're seeing on social media. And that's manifesting in more of this independently minded, but rooted in conservative values, political manifestation too.
Yeah, you do see that the move out of the cities, the fact that real life is good, you know, and screens are annoying and weird and digital life is not ideal. But so one thing I've noticed, and you could tell me I'm totally wrong, Michael, your perception is totally off base. It seems to me that when I talk to Republicans, the ones who like Trump the most are the boomers and the zoomers, that the ones who like Trump the least are the millennials and Gen X. You know, the people who say, oh, I don't, he's mean on Twitter, and oh, he's not me, 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 whatever, you know. But the boomers seem to really like him, and the Gen X, or the zoomers rather, the Gen Z, really, I mean, they're the ones with the MAGA hats. So what's that about? And first of all, am I right that the young generation likes this rather elderly guy who's a great president? Or, and if that is the case, why?
I think Generation Z is really attracted to Donald Trump because, like us, he broke the system. And we're trying to break the system in any other way that we can as well. We're rejecting this prescribed pathway to success that everybody older than us is promising is going to make our life better. We don't see the need to spend $250,000 on a degree in underwater lesbian dance theory, or half lesbian, I guess, right?
Half
because
lesbian.
We know that's
there
not
aren't,
going to bring
there
any,
aren't really
any joy.
Like a lesbian. But yeah, it's a tough conversation for another time.
We're saying, you know, I really don't want to be an unpaid intern for some woke mega corporate CEO in San Francisco or New York and then pledge my allegiance to my work family instead of my real family for 50 years so that maybe I could get promoted later on in life. Instead, we're jumping to CEO on day one with 62% of us already starting our own businesses, even when most of us are still teenagers and in college, which is crazy to me. Obviously, we're rejecting this polyamory hookup culture. I want no commitment in my dating lives and are overwhelmingly leaning towards monogamous married relationships, which is a beautiful, beautiful shift happening in culture. And I think Donald Trump is mirroring a lot of that for us politically by trying to break this system of proving your loyalty in Washington, D.C. and getting the party approval and making sure you're always polished and saying the right thing in a presidential speech. He's saying what we're all thinking. He's just courageous enough to be the one to give it a microphone or perhaps a tweet post button. And I think we're really gravitating towards that.
Right. He did become CEO on day one. There was never any Congressman Trump. You know, there was never any Attorney General Trump. Could you imagine if there were? Isabel, thank you so much for coming on. The book is, well, you have a couple books. You have Frontlines,
yes.
Was your first book. And then you have End of the Alphabet, which is not a call to sexual genocide. It is, in fact, a generational memoir. So that's really great. Look forward to getting that. I hope all of you will go out there and get that book as well. Isabel, thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Gear up for the great outdoors with Forlo, the brand that's revolutionizing outdoor apparel. Forlo's non-compromise, 100% American-made outdoor apparel protects your body from the elements so that your mind stays focused on the hunt, on the water, or on the trail. Your adventure starts with a solid foundation, which is why Forlo's base layer is designed to provide the comfort and insulation you need to keep going when the temperatures drop. Their uniquely breathable down layer ensures that you stay warm without overheating. And since proper protection goes beyond insulation, the final layer, a waterproof shield, completes the system. From UPF sunblocking material that shields you from harmful rays to polygene technology that masks your scent, Forlo's innovative designs and cutting-edge material ensures that you can focus on the adventure, not the elements. Their commitment to innovation and American craftsmanship will carry you beyond the known and into the unknown, where the journey truly begins. Get the most out of your time in the outdoors and go to Forlo.com and use code DAILYWIRE for 20% off your purchase. That's Forlo.com, code DAILYWIRE.